out here in the garden with this new carer. Little English, but her voice is birdsong. You can no longer speak, nor read, nor write. But nature has language. Life has language. You see and hear and feel it all around, in the blossom and people and leaves, in the movement of the air, and in the warm arm of this girl, who, unlike the others, is letting you lead. So you do. You cross the grass, away from the path, step by careful step into the wild, toward the great and sky-filling oak. Not your Gabriel oak, not that oak from another garden and springtime of body and life, but from the same family, Quercus roba, a relative. Close now, beautiful, tall and spreading wide, saying in the susurrations of the leaves, yes, we know each other. Welcome. You let go of her arm and step forward. First one, then both your palms against this being huge and alive. You feel the support, the safety. You close your eyes, and you are there, your own beloved oak, across whose mossy roots you spread your blanket, in whose shade you once lay down, saying to that man whose warmth you felt, and because you had been teaching Hardy, you are my Gabriel oak, my strength and shelter. Your green man, he said, your pagan home.